For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Opium production in Afghanistan, having increased dramatically under U.S. occupation, now stands at record levels. Harvest time once again draws near in the poppy fields, but this year the Bush administration has said that it will no longer cast its blind eye on Afghan drug production. And so, commanded by U.S. private security contractors, teams of Afghan eradicators headed into the fields near Kandahar last week to begin the new anti-drug campaign. The farmers who depend on opium for their livelihood are outraged to see their nearly mature crops destroyed and have engaged in at least one deadly gun battle with government forces. The situation is further complicated by claims that some fields are protected by bribes and clan loyalties. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Ah, yes, the drug war is going so well in Afghanistan. Perhaps because it's gone so well for so long in Colombia, we now know what we're doing. This from the New York Times. Anti-drug gains in Colombia don't reduce flow to U.S. 5 years and $3 billion into the most aggressive counter-narcotics operation ever here, American and Colombia officials say they have eradicated a record-breaking million acres of coca plants. Yet cocaine remains as available as ever on American streets, perhaps more so. It's very disturbing, said a senior State Department official traveling here with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Colombian traffickers still provide 90% of the cocaine used in the United States and 50% of the heroin, just as they did 5 years ago. The government says key indicators of domestic cocaine availability show stable or slightly increased availability in drug markets throughout the country, the White House Drug Policy Office acknowledged in February. Officials added that prices have remained stable and purity has improved. General Jorge Daniel Castro, director of the Colombian National Police, described the planned Colombia drug enforcement paradox as a complex phenomenon, but added when pressed that he believed the traffickers were simply replanting the coca and opium plants almost as soon as the spray planes left. A senior State Department official who is involved in the Colombia program said, "Give us another year or so and see if there's any effect." The Bush administration is asking Congress to extend Plan Colombia for at least one more year. The president's budget proposal asks for another $734 million next year on top of the $2.9 billion already spent. Congressman Dan Burton said, "We want to make sure the money we're spending is well spent." Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.